Laser Ray puts a light on the latest larcenous saves from the Star's frozen pond every Friday morning at 8:10 with Dunham and Miller. Brought to you by Kellum & Sons, North Texas GMC dealers, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. Good evening, everybody. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we are out today at the Flying Saucer over here in the craziest of all possible Fort Worths. That is located on Sundance Square. There's a lot going on over here. The Main Street Arts Fest is underway. It's right behind us. We have our brand new guys guide out here today. That is the Coors Light Guys Guide. It's a swimsuit edition with very foxy ticket chicks, all laid out in very scantily clad swimsuits and whatnot inside.
You know what?
Very nice.
There is no question that the guy's guide is a big success. You know why?
Why?
Because Michael Maroney said it.
He likes it?
He loves it. He was raving about it.
Done.
And if Michael Maroney says it's good, that's it. It's phenomenal.
Right. If the prizemeister signs off on it, then you've got something.
Then it's done, because he's not the easiest guy to please when it comes to that kind of stuff.
No, he certainly is not.
So he gave it a thumbs up, so that should tell everybody else, you better get you one.
All right, let us turn our attention now to the fact that this is tax day, Grego.
Oh, how well I know.
Yes, it is time for us all to file our income taxes, if we've not done that already. And this always causes chaos down at the post office. You watch your local affiliate, watch their news tonight. They've all got news trucks and whatnot out there. They'll all be doing live shots out there. Probably send some of their heavy hitters out there.
Kind of like that first snow or the ice.
Right.
There's a big difference in what they do and what we do, Mike, though.
Well, are we not sending our heavy hitter out there?
Well, we are, but the difference is their news trucks actually function.
Oh, really?
Let's join the snake on the phone.
All right, well, the Cobra joins us. On our phone, Grego, is the Cobra.
Thanks for booking me. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for showing up. That usually doesn't happen when we book guests.
Yeah, I know. Now, the odd part is, well, I don't know if it's too odd, but we're showing some engineering incompetency as Kern is struggling to put together the equipment out here, although he's had ample amount of time.
You know, Kern's kind of on a losing streak.
Yeah, he is. He forgot the wireless the other day.
And yeah.
Now he's really struggling with all this equipment. Now, like Danny said, the TV trucks, and there are TV trucks aplenty out here, and helicopters flying over, too, to check out the traffic situation. But they are everywhere. The traffic in the main post office, which is off 30 and Sylvan in Dallas, right by downtown, there's traffic right now that is backed up onto the highway. So it's getting pretty bad. Last year I drove past here on tax night, and I think it was backed up all the way to downtown in 35. There's cops directing traffic. I mean, it's chaos out here. When you drive up, they actually have people handing you forms, like, you know, your W-2 forms and stuff like that, trying to, or whatever you call those 1099s you have to fill out. Like, people still haven't filled out their paperwork yet, and they're getting it handed to them as they drive up.
Which is amazing, which is, you know, I had to pay, so, you know what I did mine yesterday? One day early.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what? Why people wait?
I don't know why people wait till the last minute. I don't get it.
Yeah, everyone. I mean, there's so many people down here, mostly indigents. I'm not going to lie to you.
Hey, Corby.
Oh, are we up?
No, we're about to be. Tell your engineer to call the station, please.
Okay.
As we do this on the air.
Can you hear me on the microphone now, boys?
Well, if you're on the microphone, we can hear you.
But you can't hear us.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Call the station, engineer.
Well, don't worry about it. I got a cell phone, and I can talk on the microphone at the
same time. Oh, I can hear myself on the phone.
Wonderful.
Cool.
Then let's do that.
So do I sound clear?
Do we still have him?
Do you have me?
Okay.
Oh, there's the snake there.
Okay. Well, like I said, many, many folks are down here waiting till the last minute. There's a Starbucks out here dishing out coffee. Do whoever needs it. Chipotle is out
warm
here.
Warm for coffee?
Yeah, coffee.
Coffee?
To profiteer from this, Rhymes.
Now let's see if we can talk to some of the people. Maybe get a sense of actually what's going on. Sir? Hi, I'm from IRS Radio. How did everything turn out with your taxes today?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. How much did you end up having to pay?
$45.
$4,500. Oh, $4,500. Okay. Now, did you write off your BMs or did you save those?
What's a BM?
You kept them then.
What's a BM?
It's a bowel movement.
Yeah, I kept them, yeah.
Okay, that's safe. Anything else you wrote off that's odd?
No. I bought an IRA, and that's about it. Yeah.
Okay, that's fascinating. How much money do you make in a year?
30.
30? You ever been audited?
Never.
You ever had an agent crawl up your ass?
Well, about 10, 15 years ago, but nothing recent.
How'd that feel?
Didn't like it.
That's good. Well, congratulations.
Tell you what, if that guy's making 30 grand a year and had to pay $4,500, he needs to get him another tax guy.
Yeah, something is definitely wrong.
That math doesn't add up.
What's he claiming, like 12 exemptions?
I don't know. Let's talk to a cute girl. Ma'am, can I talk to you real quick before you go pay your taxes? I'm assuming you're paying your taxes.
That's right.
Why did you wait till the last second?
Keep the money in the bank.
Keep the money in the bank. Now, you notice the long line of cars here. You're proud to be part of this procrastination process?
Well, actually, I just had my taxes done about... The timing's just about right. And I'm not really in a hurry.
Ask her how much she's having to pay.
How much do you owe?
Federal, but I just moved here from Minnesota. I owe them $1,500.
Oh, so you had to write your late.
No, that's paid for.
Okay. All right, ma'am, thank you very much.
How'd she look, Corby? Sounded kind of Rudy to me.
Pretty Minnesota-y.
Yeah.
Yes, me. Yeah.
She had that Fargo look?
Yeah, she didn't look real good. Let's talk to this gentleman. Sir, why is there such a big line out here? Are you in line for the Motorhead concert?
No.
Well, what's going on out here?
I'm a postal employee.
Oh, you're a postal employee?
Run for your life, Corby.
Okay. And now, sir, you're an inspector with the United States Postal Service.
Ask him if he's ever shot anybody when he's all stressed out.
Ever shot anyone?
No.
Ask him if Pat Sherrill is his hero.
Who am I?
Corda. The snake.
That's good. That's good. Now, have you had to make any rests? I see you're packing a piece tonight, and you're wearing a bulletproof vest. Why? Well, who do you fear?
The irate IRS customer.
Really?
Do you wear a bulletproof vest around the post office?
Do you wear a bulletproof vest around the post office?
Well, postal inspectors are federal agents, so we do, and at certain times we do wear vests, but not normally around the office.
Ask him if Pat Sherrill is his hero.
If who?
Pat Sherrill.
Is Pat Sherrill your hero?
No.
Why not? When's the last time you busted a cap in someone's ass?
I have. Never have.
I'll give you $5 to shoot this guy to your left.
Can't do that.
$10. $10 and a beer.
No, I can't do that.
All right, sir. I appreciate your candidness.
You should ask him how confident he was in that bulletproof vest. Like, would he allow you to shoot him with like a .22?
If I could, you think that it'd pierce the armor?
No, I mean, I'm just wondering how confident he is in his bulletproof vest.
We're back to you, sir. If I shot you with a .22, would you live?
I believe so. In the vest, I believe yes.
What about
so
the balls?
He's confident in it, huh?
What if I just blew your balls off?
That wouldn't be good.
Okay. You have a loved one?
Yes.
She'd be pretty upset, wouldn't she?
I don't know. Maybe she wouldn't.
Mine would be happy as hell.
Yeah, mine would be probably would.
Okay. Thank you, officer. Starbucks is out here handing out treats.
What if
now,
I just blew your balls off?
That's what he said, Raj.
Oh, that's abrasive.
Why are you guys out here? It seems very capitalistic on your part, trying to profiteer off these poor people.
Absolutely not. Actually, we're out here giving everyone some calm tea, because as we know, it's a very taxing day. And so we thought we'd come out here and reward everyone with some calm tea to take home and relax at the end of the day.
You're the happiest human I've ever met.
It's the calming tea.
Really?
Absolutely. It's a calm tea.
I think that you're all hopped up on caffeine.
She's so wired up on cappuccino.
Not at all. It's a caffeine-free tea, so it just keeps us nice and happy and calm and in that perfect state.
Well, then she's on crank.
Of course, I've held my taxes, so I have nothing to worry about.
How many frappuccinos have you had today?
None.
How much coffee do you drink in a day?
Actually, I only drink tea, so...
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
So yeah. You don't support your own brand?
No, that's not true. I drink the Starbucks shaken teas. Like, wonderful.
And how much did you owe this year in your taxes?
Actually, I got a nice refund.
How much?
I think we got a combined $800.
Are you going to spend it on
Who's
a...
Who's a combined?
Oh, are you married?
I am, yes.
So what are you going to spend it on?
Actually, we already paid the credit card company the nice $800 back.
How about some brand new boobs, maybe?
I think mine are just fine.
You know what? I think they are, too. I'm sorry I said that. How big are they?
No comments.
No comments?
A softball or an orange?
No comments.
I will say in between a softball and an orange. They're wonderful. Congratulations. I love you.
I love you, too.
I know you do. You're staring at my package. I'm at the post office.
Oh boy!
Here comes a root. Let's talk to her, man. What? You're leaving? God. You're not? You don't want to talk to me? I'm from IRS Radio. I'm just trying to figure out how your tax season's going.
Awful.
How much did you have to pay?
$2,000.
Oh dear, that's awful. Well, congratulations. Have another Whopper.
Is she a big fat lady?
Wow. Oh, wait.
Really?
Okay.
Find a hot girl, Corby.
Are you kidding?
Hot girls get refunds.
Exactly. Hot girls don't have to pay.
Most hot girls have already paid their taxes or had their husbands pay their taxes.
Hey, the IRS is not aware of the existence of any hot girls. They don't file.
Oh, really? Is this another trait of the hot girl?
Right.
Or the girl in general?
That's right. The nookie girl does not file income tax.
So, do they have to or do they just choose not to?
They just don't. They probably have to. They probably should, but they don't. They get away with it.
Do they get in trouble for not doing
it? No, they don't get in trouble.
Just because they're a good-looking hot girl?
Just because they're nookie girls.
Is that I don't have a problem with hot girls not having to pay taxes. I don't have a problem with that.
Hey, guys. Do you mind if I speak to you for 1 second? How was Neil Sedaka in there?
I didn't see Neil Sedaka there.
Oh, he wasn't in there? Okay, what were you doing in there?
Dropping off mail.
Taxes, maybe?
Extensions.
Now, why do you wait so long to file, sir?
It's for clients.
Oh, what do you do for a living?
CPA.
A what?
CPA.
So you'll actually deliver their taxes to the mail for them?
No, they're extensions.
Oh, okay. Well...
We don't have those returns done yet.
Okay. All right.
Well, he should start working a little bit harder then.
That guy
get them done.
Nose hair to knit a sweater.
Really?
He had what?
Nose hair.
Oh, my.
Lots of it. Would you guys like to talk to a soul brother?
Sure.
Excuse me,
sir. Always up for talking to the black man.
We're just taking a random poll real quick. Do you have just 1 second? Okay. Didn't like me.
He didn't want anything to do with you? He heard about your comment the other night at the Dallas Observer Awards.
Well, then he would have laughed because I was making fun of white people.
Maybe he's a Dot Matrix fan, and he just doesn't like anybody who gets crossways with them.
Maybe so. Okay, here comes a lady. Oh, wait. Ma'am, do you have 1 second? We're with the IRS radio. I'm going to try to audit you real quick. Do you have your form with you?
No.
Can I see any identification?
Why?
Just, it's radio purposes. I mean, it's informal yet formal at the same time. I just need to check out what you've been writing off.
Do you have a Three Musketeers bar in your purse?
I'm not writing off anything.
Did you write off any Three Musketeers over the years?
No.
Hershey's?
No.
Pizza. Okay. Well, I'll see you
Friends
later.
Friends videos.
Rubbers.
Oh.
Wink.
Let's see if anyone wrote off rubbers, Danny.
Well, maybe that question should be asked.
Excuse me, sir, real quick, before you guys go in and file, we're just asking a couple questions for IRS Radio. Did you write off anything in particular this year that you're not proud of?
Well, I don't want to say over the radio.
No, it's...
Well, nobody's listening.
No one's listening. This is a private conversation on the Internet that's actually not broadcast or rebroadcast without the authority of the IRS. So just answer the question.
No, still, I'd rather not answer that.
Did you write off your rubbers?
Yeah, sure did. I did them.
You did?
Yeah.
How many?
The only three I used this year.
Attaboy.
The only three he used this year.
Mike? you're probably the only guy who's never had to write off a rubber since you've never used one.
That's right. I probably am.
God, what a great life you led. Just anywhere, anytime.
That's right. It's been sweet.
Disease-free.
Free and easy, right. Nobody cared. It's the last thing on anybody's mind.
What, rubbers?
Yeah.
All right, we're getting a slow point here as far as the walk-up crowd goes.
Oh, wait.
Boy, it really cranks up about 10 o'clock tonight. That's when it really goes.
Yeah, now, maybe you can go back out there for the 10 o'clock news.
Huh?
Maybe you can go out there for the 10 o'clock news on the ticket.
Hey, you know what? There's a guy from KRLD here.
Well, go talk to him.
You're a reporter for KRLD, I see. What's your name?
Josh.
Josh?
Yeah.
What are you doing out here?
Same thing you are.
Well, hey, I doubt it.
Really, you're not talking to anyone.
I doubt it.
I'm selective.
What are you asking these people?
Why they waited so late.
Are taxes fun? That should be your first question.
No one says they're fun.
Have you asked anyone if they've jarred their BM?
No.
What about written off rubbers?
Okay. Well, good luck.
Boy, he wanted nothing to do with you, did he?
No.
No.
He was not amused by that.
How was Mr. Personality?
Well, he works for a very serious radio station. KRLD, they're serious about what they do.
Okay, here comes a black guy.
Here comes a
guy. A couple questions from IRS Radio. I'm going to have to examine what you got in your envelope before you actually turn it in for a quick re-audit.
Oh, I wish I had time for you to examine it, but I don't.
You know who you look like? I guarantee you've been told this before. Keith Jackson, the great Oklahoma tight end and Philadelphia tight end.
Really? No, I haven't been told.
You're a handsome fellow.
Well, thank you.
Are you married?
No.
You're not, so you're paying more taxes. You realize that. Have you ever been married?
No.
No kids?
No.
Gay?
You sure?
Positive.
Are you a gay man?
Gay. Define gay.
No, you're not?
No.
Okay. Have you written off any products this year that you're not proud of? Any African-American hair products or anything?
No, no.
No Sheen?
Nope.
Okay. Anything in particular?
No Soul Glow?
No Soul Glow?
No.
Rubbers?
All right, enjoy your tax day.
And
we're
your
looking
rubbers.
Forward to it. Okay, good luck. Good talking to you.
Okay.
No, no Sheen.
Are you having a good time out there, Corby?
Oh, I always have a good time on tax.
Corby, the next person that walks up that's going to mail something, ask them if they trust you enough that you'll go in and mail it for them.
Okay.
And then just rip it in half.
Yeah, and then just rip it up right in their face.
And run.
Okay. Ma'am, I'm a courier service. I'll mail that for you if you want me to. All you do is hand it over, and I'll go in there and mail it for you. You can leave right now.
I'll mail it.
Sweetheart, look, it's 5 steps in there. I'll take care of it for you.
I need to get stamps.
I'll buy you a stamp.
I need a couple of them.
I'll buy you two. Trust me. Look at me. Look at me.
I think I'll
you know what, Ron? She's looking at that rodentia.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is. She's looking at that rodentia.
And now with us is the program director of 93.3 The Bone's wife. Everybody knows Scott Strong?
Michelle?
Yes,
Michelle Strong is here.
Whee!
Michelle, are you turning in your taxes for you and Scott right now?
I'm turning in our extension.
What is wrong
Everybody's
with you?
Getting these extensions.
Extension?
He puts me in charge, so of course it's all messed up.
Well, what happened?
I mean,
you have to write off, like, cigarettes and concert t-shirts?
We haven't gathered all of our deductions yet.
Michelle, you're not a very good accountant.
You know, they don't have any kids. Maybe rubbers?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I can ask Michelle that.
Sure you can.
Okay, now you guys don't have any kids. Grego wants to know if you're both writing off rubbers.
No.
It's a legitimate question.
Oh, you have birth control. Oh, well, Scott will be real proud that you're announcing that on the air. Okay, Michelle, go file. We love you.
Don't fart.
Okay. All right, boys.
That was interesting, Corby.
Yes, that was. That was the scene from out at the post office on tax day. All right, coming up next, some crazy stuff that you are just not going to believe here on The Ticket.